Hi, Gone Wild Audible. My name is Veiled Moon. Today is Friday, June 2nd, 2017, and I'm verifying for Gone Wild Audible. And now to jump into my silly facts. I guess the first silly fact would be that I watch a lot of Twitch. Specifically watch speedruns for certain games. So I've started watching Breath of the Wild speedruns. I also watch Super Mario Galaxy as well as Super Mario Sunshine. I always watch speedrunning competitions as well. The other thing I watch on Twitch a lot is Overwatch. So there are a lot of streamers I watch on Overwatch for entertainment factor. I also watch a lot of competitive high-level esports. So everything from OGN to Rivalcade to Overwatch Contenders upcoming. So I'm very interested in high-level play and character metas. I'm in the middle of setting up my computer now for PC Overwatch play at an optimized level. Up to now, I've only been able to play on console, which is not super great, and I'm hoping to be able to get into PC soon and start getting up those ranks. About my flair, I actually I do play support, but when I heal, I'm always like a very mean support. So like my favorite support to and personality wise is actually Ana, because she's very much like, you're going to live, or it's not going to kill you. So I always like to make fun of it with the people that I play with that I'm not a heal slut, I'm a heal dom, which is why I have that flair. I'm hoping to be able to write a Mercy Overwatch script for GWA, so maybe that'll be upcoming sometime in the future. As in that vein, I also do read a lot of fan fiction. I do read a lot in general, but I also really enjoy fan fiction. The main fan fiction I've read and still read is Harry Potter. I think it's just my age. I came up in the Harry Potter generation, so I have a lot of memories of reading Harry Potter fan fiction in that period of time where it seemed like an eternity between book four and book five. So much fan fiction came out then, and a lot of it was amazing. And I also read a lot of Sherlock fan fiction. And from a GWA angle, fan fiction also influenced a lot of the kinks that I'm into. Specifically, Harry Potter influenced a lot of my sort of kinks around like sort of like incesty things, so like brother sister or brother brother, and like magic and mind control and things of that sort. Sherlock definitely influenced a lot of my current interest in femdom and like pegging and male submission and more esoteric kind of maybe little ickier things like blood play and cutting and things like that. I haven't done the last two in real life, but I don't know. There's a lot of time for everything. And I guess to end this on a less intense note, my other silly fact is I am a huge Disneyphile, and very specifically, I am a huge Disney park person. So I'm not so much into the fandom of the movies, but I know a ton of facts about Disneyland as well as Disney World. I've been to Disneyland once, I've been to Disney World a lot of times. I'm always down to talk about any sort of weird stories that I have from my trips to Disney World and Disneyland. And if you ever need someone to help you plan a Disney World vacation, I am the girl you should talk to. I've done it for like my family and for like other people, and it's just really fun to me. I don't know, I guess maybe I like itineraries. And that's it. I'm very excited to get involved. The community seems really great, and I've seen a lot of really good scripts that I can't wait to sort of sink my teeth into. So, just to wrap it up, my name is Veiled Moon, and I'm verifying for GWA Audible. Thanks so much.